知行英语 Listen and share.
Matt's foot. Matt's foot. Matt's foot.The events were centered around the woods that surround my friend Matt's house, which is in Rock State Park in Harford County, Maryland. Harford County, at least the northern part, is still fairly rural, and Rocks is pretty heavily forested. The area used to be the home to a few Indian tribes as well, as some of the rock formations in the park mayor may not have been holy ground. But that's more or less irrelevant because this story doesn't involve Indians. It's just exposition. Harford County is a weird area. It's also been the home of the Booth family, John Wilkes, and his less famous brother. More famous at the time, though, he was an actor. Edwin grew up there.But I digress onto Matt's woods. The woods at Matt's house have always been a little strange. None of my friends has ever felt comfortable in them, really. When we were younger, they used to camp out in the woods at night. And apparently, they all felt strange in different ways, but passed it off as overactive imagination or something. Anyway...This continued from grade school up until high school graduation in 1996. That is where I enter the story. After graduation, we had a party in the woods down at the old campsite.
我朋友马特住在马里兰哈福特郡的岩石州立公园附近，故事就发生在环绕他家的那片森林。哈福特郡至少它在北部地区还是很原始的，岩石公园植被茂盛，该地区以前是一些印第安部落的居住地，公园里的一些巨石以前还没准还是他们的圣地呢。但这无关紧要，因为这个故事不会涉及到印第安人，我只是做个说明而已。哈福特郡是个神秘的地方，它还是布斯家族的所在地。约翰·威尔克斯和他不怎么出名的弟弟埃德文，当年他很出名，因为他曾是个演员，就是在那儿长大的。我离题了，我们还是来说说马特的森林吧。马特家周围的森林一直就有点奇怪，朋友们进入森林总会感到不舒服。我们小时候，他们经常在里边露营过夜，大家总会有这样那样不舒服的感觉，但都把那当成是过于活跃的想象而抛诸脑后，没太在意。直到1996年，我们中学毕业，也就是故事开始的时候。毕业后，我们在森林里露营，办了个聚会。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The events were centered around the woods that surround my friend Matt's house, which is in Rock State Park in Harford County, Maryland.
我朋友马特住在马里兰哈福特郡的岩石州立公园附近，故事就发生在环绕他家的那片森林。
Harford County, at least the northern part,It's still fairly rural, and Rocks is pretty heavily forested.
哈福特郡至少它在北部地区还是很原始的，岩石公园植被茂盛。
The area used to be the home to a few Indian tribes as well, as some of the rock formations in the park may or may not have been holy ground.
该地区以前是一些印第安部落的居住地，公园里的一些巨石以前还没准还是他们的圣地呢。
But that's more or less irrelevant, because this story doesn't involve Indians. It's just exposition.
但这无关紧要，因为这个故事不会涉及到印第安人，我只是做个说明而已。
Harford County is a weird area. It's also been the home of the Booth family.
哈佛特郡是个神秘的地方，它还是布斯家族的所在地。
John Wilkes and his less famous brother, more famous at the time though, he was an actor. Edwin grew up there.
约翰·威尔克斯和他不怎么出名的弟弟埃德文，当年他很出名，因为他曾是个演员，就是在那儿长大的。
But I digress onto Matt's woods.
我离题了，我们还是来说说马特的森林吧。
The woods at Matt's house have always been a little strange. None of my friends has ever felt comfortable in them, really.
马特家周围的森林一直就有点奇怪，朋友们进入森林总会感到不舒服。
When we were younger, they used to camp out in the woods at night.
我们小时候，他们经常在里边露营过夜。
And apparently, they all felt strange in different ways, but passed it off as overactive imagination or something.
大家总会有这样那样不舒服的感觉，但都把那当成是过于活跃的想象而抛诸脑后，没太在意。
Anyway,This continued from grade school up until high school graduation in 1996. That is where I enter the story.
直到1996年，我们中学毕业，也就是故事开始的时候。
After graduation, we had a party in the woods down at the old campsite.
毕业后，我们在森林里露营，办了个聚会。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Used to 表示过去曾是，暗含有现在已经不是的意味。
大家要注意，有几个词组在词形上很相似，但意思上却有比较大的区别。
Used to
加动词原形，表示过去常常干某事，现在不做了。
比如说 ，When I was a little girl, I used to take a walk after dinner.
我小的时候常常晚饭后出去散步。
Be used to 加动词 ing 或者 get used to 加动词 ing 的形式，表示习惯于做某事。
比如 I have been used to having a cup of strong coffee after getting up. 我已经习惯于早上起床后喝一杯浓咖啡。
Be used to 的意思是被用来做某事。
As well 这是一个副词，意思是也，相当于大家都很熟悉的 to。 例如
I'm coming to London, and my sister's coming as well.
我要来伦敦，我妹妹也会来。
As well as
则是一个连词，相当于 and。 比如说
The editors as well as the journalists were working overtime.
编辑和记者都在加班工作。大家还应该注意另一个词组
may as well.
这个片语的意思是不如不妨。
He may as well come with me.
他还不如跟我一起走。
More or less,
从词面上就可以看出这个片语的意思，或多或少。
His explanation was more or less helpful.
他的解释多少有些帮助。
Involve 表示包括。
举例来说
,housekeeping involves cooking, washing, and cleaning.
家务包括烹饪、洗衣和清扫等。
Involve
还可以表示卷入、牵扯进。这个时候，我们通常用片语 be involved in。
Don't be involved in others' business.
别卷到人家的事情里去了。
Pass off
这个词组的意思是不加理会、不放在心上。比如说
，I pretended to pass his mug off.
我假装没把他的嘲弄放在心上。
好了。故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。